She left that drop one tape, two tape. Brand new, can't even get a hold of her nigga pose with a man that's like that. Smooth nigga, do no rapping. No girl, five star, she an actress. She so used to that life so plastic. By the lake, LA like magic. Spit rapid, no clan, just glances. I been happy. Then I told her, baby,
fall in love. Ooh, ooh, fall in love. Wish I never did it. I don't wanna love. Fall in love. Ooh, ooh, fall in love. Wish I never did it. Wanna love,
yeah.
Love.
Girl, you know I'm too legit. Hitting up my mans that I be coolin' with. Hooligan, girl, I told you I ain't one to foolin' with. Not communicating, but I get that from my mama. It's a jungle of gorillas. Why you fuck with anacondas? I'm a Zulu Nation rapper. Get the hammer like your honor. Keep it moving for my partners. Ain't a hoovin' in me, Mikasa. Ain't a hoopin'. She just bouncing at the juicy, but I'm Fanta. Got the juice, and then I lost it. I put two in my deposit last week. But I made that cat weed. Fact sheet. Hey, do not fall in love with the nigga rap sheet. Hey, you know I'm just out here really tryna pass me. Hey.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. Nothing I can do. Yeah. I watched the world flip to the dark side of the moon. After all I knew, it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be.
This is WMFO Medford, and this is DJ Slips subbing for Restless Leg Syndrome.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In the torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz.
Let me be your ruler.
Friends in the eye, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams.
But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz.
Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
Yeah.
yeah, me. And we'll be moving on and singing that same old song. Yeah, with me, singing.
It is 9:12 at night, and you are listening to WMFO Medford. This is DJ Slips.
I am DJ Rizzle King.
And you are listening to Restless Leg Syndrome. DJ Rizzle King and I are subbing tonight. So, DJ Rizzle King, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Long week, almost over, but doing good.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. Now, we're gonna get one more song going for you, and then we're gonna get on the air, do some chatting, why don't we? So this is Seven Nation Army.
Time right behind my back.
That was Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. And we are back on the air, and DJ Rizzle King has something promised for me right now. He said that he's got a conversation starter or two.
I have a couple lined up.
Okay, I'm ready. I gotta think on my toes.
You gotta think on your toes. I've had the benefit of already having seen some of these.
I'm always ready to
put I'm being perfectly honest, I Googled interesting conversation starters.
Well, that's what good radio is.
That's what good radio. We once did a segment about dog sledding facts.
That's true. We also talked in strange accents for 15 minutes
if
on our own show.
Saw our show on Wednesday.
Which means, just a shameless plug right now. If you want to listen to DJ Rizzle King and I on the air
for whatever more reason,
I don't know why you would, but if you so happen to want to, then you can catch us on this exact station, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Anything and everything. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And you'll hear some more, I don't know, babble, I think is a good word.
Banter. No, babble. It's definitely
babbling banter.
Yes. We also have a Facebook page. Find us at anything and everything WMFO or anything and everything WMFO at gmail.com.
Exactly. We are all over the internet, because we haven't updated the page. Here's our resolution. We're going to update our Facebook page before our show this week.
We are. And then we will non-stop plug our Facebook page.
Oh, you know.
But for now, let's get into some of these conversation starters.
Okay,
I think you'll like this one. If you had intro music for every time you appeared, what would it be?
Okay, this is a very interesting question because
I bet you've thought about this before.
Well, I often have, these songs I listen to and I imagine myself in a montage. So, so I imagine when I hear the song, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Which we could actually play in a minute.
We could play that.
I always imagine myself getting dressed to Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Really? That's interesting because, I don't know, that's just not what I would have thought immediately as my go-to intro song.
I wouldn't say it's my intro song. I would just say that,
a song that describes that particular situation.
Let's take a listen here. You don't hear yourself waking up to this?
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of, the beginning of Freaky Friday.
Okay.
Do you see it?
No, I see it. That's what I mean by it's kind of like a wake-up song. You know, like in the movie, I feel like the next day they wake up, right? And then it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And I feel like this is what I should wake up to.
That's not a bad wake-up song.
No, I know. Now, wait. Would I want this as my alarm? No.
Absolutely not.
Because I like the song, and let's be honest, you hate your alarm song.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what song you hate even more? Your roommate's alarm song.
I have an interesting situation where my roommate does not have an alarm.
Alarm? Ever?
And mine is not an alarm song. It's just a beep beep.
Yeah, I got the weird. I actually mix it up because I just hit a random alarm that's like in the vicinity of the time I want to get up. I get surprised every morning.
That's a good way to live.
Yeah.
What I used to do is when I used to have a horrible working habit. What I would do is I would go to bed at about 9 o'clock, and this is 10th grade of high school, you know? And I would go to bed at about 10 o'clock, which is very early.
Yeah, that's good.
And wake up at 5 a.m.
That's terrible.
And do my homework.
That's even worse.
And the way I would wake up is I had a CD player, and I would put it on the other side of my room, on the floor, and set it to radio static at full volume.
Oh, boy.
And I'd have to get out of bed to turn it off.
That sounds so bad to me.
It scared me awake.
This is how I knew I was a teenager, is that, like, 7th grade, I used to sometimes go to bed really early, and I'd get up at 5 a.m. and finish my homework. This is 7th grade me. Then, what would start happening is, smaller assignments would go by the wayside. I'd wake up and be like, it's not so important, really. And then, by the time I got to, 15 years old, I could have had my final the next that right then and there, and I would have been like, it's not important right now. I'm just gonna stay asleep right now.
All right. You want to get another quick question?
To get another question.
All right. What is the worst place you've been stuck for a long time? I have an answer to this off the bat.
Okay, you go first because I have to use the brainwaves.
So I am severely visually impaired. Mm-hmm. I have very bad eyesight, and I didn't get glasses until about 5th grade.
Okay,
and I was going skiing before I got glasses.
Ooh,
and we're making, you know what a goat trail is?
Yes, I do.
For the listeners who don't, it's literally you stick your ski in and you shovel out snow, so you make your own path through fresh snow. And the instructor for ski school was was making a goat trail, and I couldn't see it. I was at the back of the line. I couldn't see it because I didn't have my glasses. I also didn't have a phone.
Ooh.
And I fell, and a ski popped off. I was looking for it for a while, and the rest of the group was over a ledge, and they thought I skied down, and they skied on without me.
They just left you right there.
They left me because they thought I was gone, and I also totally would have done that had I, you know, because if you end up ahead of your group, the best thing to do is ski down to the nearest lift. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
So you don't see, and you're goat trailing along.
I'm goat trailing along, but the problem is I could have skied down myself. That would have been fine. I never found my other ski.
Rut row.
So I had to ditch my other ski and both of my poles and hike down. It took about 3 hours, and it was something like 3,500 vertical feet. And I didn't see a single other person. I saw one snowboarder, and I shouted out for help, and they didn't hear me.
Okay.
So I qualify that as being stuck somewhere for a long time.
Okay.
On a very remote part of the mountain as well.
To be honest, I really can't think of a time I've been stuck. Oh, wait, I got one.
Okay. You got one?
My flight got delayed for 7 hours.
That's a lot of hours.
Mind you, not canceled. Not canceled, which means I wasn't going home. It meant that they said, your flight's in 7 hours. Do with that what you will. I know you don't live in this city.
Wait, so, where were you in?
I was in Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
Coming home, and I just sat in the airport for 7 hours. This was the first all-nighter I've ever pulled.
You've never pulled an all-nighter?
Well, I didn't really pull an all-nighter because I went to bed at like 4:30. I've never pulled an all-nighter. I have never stayed awake.
Wow.
Wait. How are we defining an all-nighter?
I'm saying all-nighter is you went to bed past 4 a.m.
Okay. No. I've done that.
For work.
No, not for work. I've just done it when I was...
No, yeah.
You know, just messing around.
I've totally... Well, that was my winter break schedule. It was not go to play video games until 3 in the morning and then sleep till 1 p.m.
See, you know, I have done that. I'm not sure if I've done 3 a.m., but I've stayed up late, and I hate it. I really don't like getting up at 1 a.m., because then the next thing you know, it's 6 p.m., you've only been up for 5 hours.
And, that's true.
And you're just all, you know...
I always feel bad about myself when I wake up that late.
I know. I'm like, what am I doing? The day breakfast is gone?
No, it's never too late for breakfast. I make breakfast at any hour of the day.
I have a good question for you. I have a question for you now. What constitutes breakfast? Because I've had disagreements with people about this. Some people... Terrible people think that breakfast is a time period and a type of meal. So, for example, you can have either breakfast for dinner, but that's not breakfast, or you have to have it between the hours of like 7 and 11.
Okay. I have thoughts about this.
Mm-hmm.
I would say any meal, if it is your first meal,
yes, I totally
before
agree.
3 o'clock.
I also now I disagree.
You disagree?
My first meal of the day is breakfast. It does not matter when that.
Oh,
meal
I set, so
that,
disagree.
Does not matter when that times that meal is breakfast.
No, I say if it's, and I also say that even if, no, I say that if it depends on what you're eating. If it's 2 o'clock and you haven't eaten yet,
okay,
and you have breakfast food,
okay.
It's breakfast. If it's 2 o'clock and you haven't eaten yet and you eat lunch food, it's lunch. Anything, no matter what you eat, before 11 o'clock or 11:30 is breakfast.
Okay, I agree with you on some of these things, but if I get up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which is rare, and I wait, you know, I wait an hour, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm walking around and just, you know, racing time, and then I eat fried rice, which is my favorite breakfast.
Why is that your favorite breakfast?
Oh, it's the best breakfast there is.
Oh, no, it's not. Nothing beats French toast.
No. Fried rice is the best breakfast there is. Leftover fried rice from carry-out Chinese food from the night before, I cannot think of anything better than that for breakfast.
I so disagree.
That is my favorite breakfast, and it will forever be.
Wow. Well, if any of you listeners have disagreed with either of us, both of us, or you just hate us and want us to get off the air, give us a call at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO.
But if you also want us to get off the air, maybe don't call, because, you know, we're going to be here till 10. We're going to be here till 10 anyway, so, you know, don't waste your minutes, I suppose. You know why? It's because people who want us to get off the air, they have minutes. That's true.
I think many people would want us to get off the air.
That's also true.
But that's the joy of freeform radio, folks.
And also the joy of being a college student. You can have a terrible, terrible radio show and still be on the air, which is why we are going to play another song right now, which, you know, I would have thought it was explicit, but it's not explicit.
Well, let's hear it.
It's very interesting.
Surprise to me.
So here we go.
Should I go?
Oh, chair with no one here, and I'm feeling all alone.
All alone.
Thinking to myself like, damn, what my baby up and gone.
Up and gone.
It's like I'm missing her, and I know she's missing me.
Missing me.
It's been 2 years and a half, and July will make it three.
Make hey. It three.
Thunderball, so me give it to, so me give it to, so me give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty, baby girl, all my girls, Thunderball say. Well, woman, the way the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. I see the girl them broke out on the floor. From your door on a workplace performer. From your door on a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. And girl, you got the test out, but you know we ain't soft, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if it is out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for make you stress out. Me have a flat to become a God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to confess out. And a life where we need set speed, if it is to my chest out. Well, woman, the way the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. So me crazy now, this straight drop it and a Bridget and Flavor show. Ooh, ooh. Time for me make baby now, so stop boy like you, I get shady, yo. Ooh, ooh. Woman, don't play me now, cause I'm a fits and fat, not greedy, yo. Ooh, ooh. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. With a player like me, with a brother like me, girl, there is no other. No need to talk it right here, the spark it right here, keep it undercover. Come in love, all your fits and your blouse and your fat and your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. see the girl them broke out on the floor. From you don't want a workless performer. From you don't want a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hard like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh.
Okay, it's 9:37, and DJ Rizzle King and I are about to play a game that we like to play on our show, Anything and Everything Wednesdays at 1 p.m.
Shameless plug.
Every once in a while. So what do we got? What do we got going on right now?
Well, we're going to harken back to our youths and play a quick Mad Lib.
Okay.
So, for those of you who don't know how Mad Libs works, it's simple. I have the app open.
Okay.
And it gives me a list of types of words. For example, the first one is adjective, followed by last name, followed by adjective, blah, blah, blah. So we're just going to do the words now, and we'll take a short break, and then we'll come back and read the Mad Lib.
Okay.
So, Sam, I need an adjective.
Okay. Feisty.
Feisty. All right. Last name, Rizzolio.
Sure. That's your last name.
That is my last name.
Look at that.
Give me an adjective.
Arduous.
Arduous.
Okay, yeah.
Could you define that for us?
Yeah, it's like very difficult. It's an arduous process.
Arduous
It's a very
task.
Difficult process.
I'm going to go...
for my Spanish exam tomorrow, in Spanish it is arduo.
Wow, thank you for studying on
You're
the air.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go with noun.
Okay.
Going to go with rebar.
Rebar?
Rebar.
Okay.
No, that's not good. I will do a different noun. We're going to go with chair.
Oh, check minus, but okay, let's
check
continue.
Minus.
Continue.
Adjective.
Balderdashian.
Balderdashian?
Yes.
What a ridiculous word.
Yes, yes. I made it the adjectival form.
Plural noun, I'm going to go with geese.
Oh, geese.
Is that a check plus?
Sure, I like that. I like geese.
Noun, please.
Moose.
Moose.
Yes, we have geese and moose.
Adjective, I'm going to go with cantankerous.
Oh, very good, very good.
All right. I totally butchered the spelling of that.
That's okay. We know what it means.
Plural noun.
Plural noun? Mooses.
Mooses.
Or meese.
Meese. We'll go with meese.
Actually, I want to change my answer. Octopi.
Octopi.
Yes, octopi.
All right. Now, is noun, when it says noun, do we think that means noun or proper noun?
I think you could go anywhere you want with that.
So it's noun, I'm going to go with Perry the Platypus.
Oh, very good. That's both a proper noun and a noun.
Okay. An adjective, please.
An adjective. Perfunctory. Perfunctorily, I would say. Perfunctory.
Perfunctory.
Is the adjective.
Perfunctory is the adjective.
Yes.
Plural noun. I'm going to go with hairlines.
Multiple hairlines.
Multiple different hairlines.
Okay. Okay.
Like the hairline of a certain computer science professor.
Okay.
Adjective, please.
Incongruous.
Incongruous. All right, adjective. I'm going to go with cattywampus.
Cattywampus, wonderful. It's my favorite word. Okay. Oh, man. Is there another adjective? I want to give one.
I can't tell. Okay. Noun.
Noun? Ooh, I don't know.
There are all of the nouns.
Literally every noun. I want
and
it to
I
be good, though.
Chair.
You Okay, sticker.
Sticker?
Yeah.
Adverb, stickily.
Okay. Oh, please tell me there's an adjective.
There are no more adjectives.
No!
Letter of the alphabet.
X.
X?
X.
And then let's get another noun in there. You got this.
Another noun? Fixture. A fixture. Yes.
A fixture?
A fixture.
Okay. Now, it is generating, and we will get back to you with this shortly.
Awesome, and I just want to give a nice plug for this. This is actually a New York City subway band that's playing Sean Paul's Get Busy. I have this saved to my Spotify. I really like this, so we're just going to listen to the end. And then we're going to hear one more song, and then it'll be time for Mad Libs. The band is called Too Many Zoos. I forgot to mention that.
6 o'clock news says somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
That was Beer for My Horses by Toby Keith. And you know what time it is. It's 9:45, which means that it is time to play some Mad Libs. Also, we're going to listen to more some more Too Many Zoos right now, because I like talking over them.
All right. Well, this Mad Lib was called Family Rock Band.
All right.
And I read through it just to make sure it was okay for to be on.
Perfect.
On the air. But Sam has not heard this.
Oh, I have not.
So, Family Rock Band.
Okay.
I don't come from your average feisty family.
Oh.
That's because we're all part of the Rizzolio Family Rock Band, and
my favorite band.
And we lead a very arduous life.
Ooh, it's tough.
For example, by not shaving his chair every morning.
Oh, you have a hairy chair.
I do.
That's not okay.
My dad saves enough time to practice the balderdashian drums.
Oh, I like those types of drums.
My brother doesn't participate in extracurricular geese at the moment.
What?
At school because he plays the electric moose.
Oh, the electric moose. Are you aware of that one?
I am not.
Okay.
My cantankerous sister. I do have a cantankerous sister, but I'm not going to specify
one
which
Can
one.
Can we just... This is a saxophone. This is awesome. This is very interesting.
Saxophone in large air quotes.
Yeah, but I feel like... All right, here we go. Here's another one. This is calmer. Here we go. Continue. Sorry, continue. Your cantankerous sister.
Doesn't have time to date octopi.
Oh, no.
Because she sings lead vocals and practices for 4 or 5 hours every Perry the Platypus.
Is that the unit of time you use?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone's asking me. They're like, Sam, why is your watch so weird? And I'm like, well, it's in Perry the Platypi.
When I'm not writing our perfunctory songs,
mm-hmm.
I'm tickling the hairlines so that I don't have any free time either.
Well, you know, if you don't shave your chairs, you're gonna get weird hairlines when you're tickling.
I'm uncomfortable. I would like to go on the record with that one.
That's the goal. Just a PSA, shave your chairs.
Stay tuned for a real PSA.
Exactly.
Finally, Mom is our incongruous manager. She books our band to play at weddings, Cattywampus 16s.
Oh, yeah.
And sticker mitzvahs.
I like me some Cattywampus 16s.
Maybe someday, if we practice stickily enough, gross, we'll get to make a music video for XTV.
XTV? Wow, that's... I didn't realize when I was picking that letter, but I probably couldn't have picked a worse letter.
Oh, for sure. And played sold-out shows at Madison Square Fixture.
Ah, that was a disappointing...
Didn't stick
because,
the landing.
You know, we... No. Didn't stick it. We tumbled and rumbled around there. It wasn't so good.
I would just like to say, one of the best entries ended up being chair.
That is true. I'm going to have to raise your check minus to a check. Check plus over check.
Check in pen, check and the minus in pencil.
Oh, here's what I'm going to give you. Check minus, change to a check plus with a vertical line.
Beautiful. Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly. I'll grant you.
In a different pen color.
In a different pen color. Thomas, you think it would be in the same pen color?
Naturally.
All right. Now, speaking of PSAs, we got to do one. So here's one.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Thomas, I gotta be honest with you. I really like this. I really like Too Many Zoos.
Is that what this is called?
This is no. Too Many Zoos is the band. I don't
wow,
know what song
great
is. This is
a,
I think
band
this is
name.
A famous song.
I feel
it's
like I've heard
Warriors.
It
they think it's a cover of Warriors, but I've never heard Warriors. What if this for? I know this is on the air. We're just spitballing here, but what if this was our intro song? I like this.
DJ Slips and I have been searching for ways to spice up our show.
Oh yeah, we like to change it up.
That sounded like a mosquito.
Oh yeah.
But we have ended our last two shows with...
Mm-hmm. With more than our last two shows.
Last
with
three
like
or four.
Five. I think we've ended five shows now with just clattering classical music.
But it's great. We have a great time.
Oh, it's a fun time.
We have... And for our non-regular listeners, we have two regular segments looking to up that to three.
Mm-hmm.
At 1:30, we participate in...
Sweatpants.
In That About Sums It Up. And
you know it.
1:45, Sweatpants or Real Pants. So make sure you tune in Wednesday at 1 for both of those.
All right, we're going to get back to a little bit more normal music. You've definitely heard this next song coming up. It is Right Round by Flo Rida, so we're throwing it back.
Hop in that window, I got places to go. People to see, time is precious. I look at my Cartier out of control. Just like my mind where I'm going. The women, the shorties, know nothing but clothes. No stopping at my Pirelli's on. Unlike my Gucci, that's always on. I know the storm is coming. My pockets keep telling me it's gonna shower. Call up my homies, it's on. And pop in the night, cause it's meant to be ours. We keep a fadeaway shot, cause we ballin'. It's poppin' up Patron every hour. Look, mama, I owe you just like the flowers. Girl, you the truth with all that goody power. The number one fan. Don't open my mouth, let her talk to my fans. My Benjamin Franklin's. A couple of grands, I got rubber bands. My paper plane's making a dance. Get dirty, I'm like, that's part of my. We building castles that's made out of. She's amazing, a fire blazing. Hotter than Cajun, girl, won't you move a little closer? Time to get paid, it's maximum wage. That body belong on a poster. I'm in the days, that bottom is waving at me like, damn it, I know you. You run the show like a gun out of holster. Tell me whatever and I'll be your gopher.
Right.
All right, we're gonna switch up the mood a little bit.
I feel like I'm on NPR right now, just talking quietly behind him.
This is a jazz classic, Take Five, the Dave Brubeck Quartet.
Yes, and just a nice advertisement about education and other things like soft-spoken intelligence.
Thank you.
that was calming.
That's a really, really nice change of pace. Really, I think even for people who don't know jazz, that's